It's time for a new roof. Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It takes a lot to become a Winter Olympian. Strength, courage, determination, and many other things your sorry ass don't have. So I'll stop listing them. Instead, let's talk about pancakes. I love pancakes, especially with butter or syrup, but not jelly. That's for toast, fool. Visa, everywhere you want to be.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
At 4 o'clock, stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump says arming teachers would deter future school attacks.
They're not going to walk into a school if 20% of the teachers have guns. It may be 10% or maybe 40%.
The president meeting today with local and state officials to discuss school safety. The head of the NRA blasting those who want to change gun laws following the South Florida school shooting.
They want to sweep right under the carpet the failure of school security, the failure of family, the failure of America's mental health system, and even the unbelievable failure of the FBI.
Wayne LaPierre speaking before the annual Conservative Political Action Conference. A mixed day on Wall Street, the Dow closing 164 points higher, the NASDAQ down 8, with the S&P up 2. Fox News, we report, you decide.
With her version of the national anthem, Fergie may have scared away viewers from the NBA All-Star Game. But now, she's scaring away possible intruders with the Fergie Ferg Home Security System. A break-in at your home? Let Fergie's mezzo-soprano tones terrify would-be burglars. Fergie's got America singing a different tune, and the melody's all about home security with the Fergie Ferg Home Security System. And for your car, Fergie says boom, boom, pow to possible car thieves. Let Fergie's lovely lady lumps protect your home, family, and property. Fergalicious? More like Securalicious. Is it alarming? Yes. Yes, it is. The Fergie Ferg Home Security System.
4 minutes after four on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's the Thursday Mishpucha. Greg, Joey, Terry, and Eldon on the phone. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, man. Your guest was awesome. Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. I was going to just say, I've been an NRA member for years and years and years. And if the NRA stepped up and said, okay, we're going to help with the metal detectors. You know, if my dues went to something like that, I wonder if I'd shut the left up.
No.
I don't think anything shuts them up, and this is what we fail to understand. We accomplish something. We get the House, we get the Senate, we get the White House, and we stop. They never stop. They are relentless.
They are.
So, no, they're never going to shut up.
Well, that just came to me, and I heard Wayne today and thinking, you know, just step up, and maybe that would just quiet them down or shut them up. And it's like, you know, I don't know. All right, man. Hey, let us know before you play her interview again. I'll hang up, listen off air.
All righty. We'll probably do that tomorrow. I can I can edit it down. And you could see that she was convinced that had she taken some of those calls from the New York area codes, they would have asked her a couple of preliminary questions and eliminated her because she wasn't going to support their narrative. A teacher who believes in the Second Amendment. And said without hesitation, we're talking about Lisa Chauvin, who was our guest on the phone, a friend of mine for almost 20 years, who has been a teacher at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas for that entire time, that she would have herded the kids into a closet and put a bullet between his eyes. She's trained. She knows what she's doing.
I love it.
But this nonsense, this insanity that gun-free zones and how many more shooting galleries do we have to experience before we wake up? And yeah, let's prioritize our money. Let's stop feeding and housing and providing health care to non-citizens. not talking about people that are visiting the country legally, you know, the people that have broken into the country and are draining our resources so we can secure our schools.
Yeah, these are the same people that are at the sanctuary cities taking, using the bathroom in the streets.
San Francisco is spending $30 million. They would rather spend $30 million to host the human feces off the street than to send these people back. And I don't understand why. Why they are willing to tolerate it. A city that's world class.
Used to be.
And now people are fleeing it in droves because of taxes, these tent cities that have been built. That was a problem in Miami in the early 80s when Jimmy Carter sent the Marielitos. Most of them didn't want to leave South Florida, so they built tent cities underneath I-95. And
how did that get resolved, or did it?
There are still homeless camps there all these years later that have never been able to completely clear the problem out. But it turned areas that were relatively safe into very dangerous spots.
You know, when are they going to start caring about Americans more than everybody else?
That's a good question, and that's one that needs to be asked. Reading this disgusting, this thing that Jake Tapper sat there with his arms folded and and Marco Rubio, booing Marco Rubio. Can you imagine?
Rubio.
The wildest moment allowed by Tapper was when Parkland, Florida student Cameron Caskey, who I believe probably was well coached, smeared the senator by equating him to the shooter that killed 17 of his classmates. And Tapper said nothing. He said nothing. He didn't say a damn thing when rape survivor and NRA spokesperson Dana Loesch tried to speak. See, that's what told me the crowd was prepped.
Absolutely they were.
They wanted to put a show on last night, not a dialogue or an exchange of ideas. They wanted to put a narrative on.
And that's their MO, Greg.
And CNN has no ratings. I don't know why we're talking about something that's already happened, but it certainly did get a lot of attention, but it's very clear from the way that was put together. And, you know, Jake Tapper, I used to have a little respect for him. He used to seem like a semi-legitimate newsman until he went to this Nuthouse Network.
Exactly.
I have a caller named Iva.
Hi, Greg, how are you? Thank you for that teacher, your friend that is the teacher down there.
Yes.
What she said are words that have come out of my mouth exactly much, except that I'm screaming it usually. When that happened the other day, I was screaming. When I taught, I'm retired. But I think I cannot tell you why teachers do not call and their voices are recognizable. I've used not my name or whatever, but I've had a friend and a parent that recognize my voice. So you have to be careful when you're teaching and you give your viewpoint like that.
Your passion comes through in your voice. That's why your voice is so recognizable. It really does.
My family calls it craziness.
No, it's not crazy. It's your passion, and I love it.
Oh, listen, I dearly miss those children. Absolutely. If you want honest people, you get a class of young children.
I can only imagine.
They'll give you not that they won't feel, you know, to get out of trouble, but whatever. But she was very articulate, and she said exactly. I taught at two different private schools where we had lockdowns, and they were very scary. And I always had a plan. This is what's going to happen. I never thought about taking a gun to school, though I have been trained by Montgomery police officers. I'm packing when I leave the house.
There you go.
And you know what? It's just. That is an absolutely excellent idea, but you have to be careful that. But what she said was awesome, and she said it so calmly. I could develop some of that. But let me ask you mentioned that it came on with something about the Olympics. Did anybody know that the American women won the gold in hockey last night or yesterday?
I'm an old school guy. I'm quite frankly not real impressed that women are playing hockey.
No, I'm not either, but I just happened to be flipping through the TV and saw the end of it, and they had gone
hold it,
all
hold
the
it.
Time.
What's with the sneer, the Joey sneer?
What's wrong with women playing hockey? You're not that impressed by the athleticism?
Yeah, I agree with you, Joey. If they can do it, let them.
Well, who did they beat?
I'll say you can't do that because you're a woman, you know?
They beat our men's team.
Yeah.
I wonder. I wonder if they could. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you thank you for the teacher. She was awesome. And probably the reason you aren't getting any replies from teachers is that they're still in the system. They don't want to be recognized, because I was by a parent, two parents, in fact, and then a really close friend.
I had reached out to her when this happened, and I knew that they had been told no interviews. You know, all media has to be channeled through the school district.
Absolutely. You take a risk. You take a risk in losing your job, particularly in the private sector, where I was. And you just have to be careful. So I was very careful with what I said on the radio. Now, I'll say just about anything except curse words.
Well, three times this last week, she had to stand over the casket and look down at the face of a young person that
I don't know how they could do that. I really don't. I've had things happen to children where I could just, you know,
sure,
cry. You know, and you can't. But, Dad, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could do that without becoming so emotional. Anyway, thanks for your comments. Thank you.
My pleasure. And it's, you know, it's horrendous and traumatizing enough when it's one. But we're talking 17 kids, three that were very, very close to her, students that she worked with and mentored. Three faculty members she was close to, including the heroic coach that threw himself in the path of the bullets.
He's a hero.
Absolutely. Jason.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
All right. Jason.
Mm. Hey, that's good. I was just calling because I heard the bits and pieces. I didn't hear the teacher that called in, but I think it's kind of not sexy for people to say this, but it's probably closer to the truth than anything else. In a country filled with 300 million guns, there's nothing you can do about it. Like, school shootings are going to happen. Church shootings are going to happen. Supermarket shootings are going to happen. People are going to jack people with the stop signs. It's just what it is. Like, as long as you have guns, which are designed to harm somebody, and people that are crazy, things are going to happen. And it's horrible, it's tragic, but there's nothing that can be done about it. And it's not sexy, especially for politicians to say, because they feel like they got to do something, but there's really nothing that can be done about it. You can do background checks, you can do all this, but the fact of the matter is, the guy that was in Vegas, this kid decided to school.
Well, we still don't know what happened in Vegas. We have no idea what happened.
Well, no. I'm saying the guns, though. His guns were legal. He got those. He passed all the background checks necessary to get those guns.
No, I understand that. And she addressed, when we asked her about the FBI being aware, you could tell that she was, I would say,
not happy.
Yeah, not happy is a good way to describe it.
I mean,
you're never going to get rid of the guns, but there's a good, thanks for the call. There's a group in this country that wants the rest of us to be unprotected from the people that will have them anyway.
Yeah.
And I don't understand what the hell's wrong with you. But that's liberalism. It's a mental disease.
Exactly.
If they don't want a gun, then nobody should have a gun. If they don't eat meat, nobody should eat meat. That's the way they are. We're freedom lovers, to each his own.
It goes back. Go back to James Holmes, the theater shooting in Colorado. He went past three theaters and didn't stop because they allowed guns.
Because
they don't want to be. They don't want anybody to shoot back. So he stopped at the first one he could find that said no guns allowed, because they don't want anybody that's going to shoot back. Right. They're cowards.
And they have no answer when you ask. So what do you do? And I love what she said. She would love to have her pistol in the drawer of her classroom. Something happens, kids in the closet, bullet between the eyes.
Hey, you don't mess with kids. You just don't.
Crawdad.
Hey, I noticed a lot of times the way that words are used when you watch the news and you hear the things, it really ramps up the emotional response of people, because here's a good one that always aggravates me. When they say, quote unquote, in the streets, we've got too many guns in the streets. Well, none of my guns are in the street.
Mine are in my cabinet.
I have never been in the street. You'll never see my guns in the streets. But I tell you, the ones that are in the streets usually are stolen. And when they use that terminology to scare the hell out of people, I'll give you a really good example. It was when Hillary was the head of, you know, State Department over there.
Yeah.
And there was going to be a repatriation of some World War II relics that were in the Philippines. These were the little 30 carbines mm-hmm. and some Colt 1911 mm-hmm. 45 sidearm.
Yeah.
And we were exuberant that those were coming back because the way that that happens is the civilian marksmanship program in Huntsville is the only place that that comes into, and then those are very, very carefully sold to collectors,
mm-hmm.
and they have to be, the collector has to be a member of a recognized, certified club, has to be screened very heavily, more than just going into a store or a gun show. But the CMP program was going to get those little carbines in here, and oh boy, everybody was really excited because some of those things are highly collectible. Oh my God, that same week that was announced, Hillary got out there and says, nope, I'm putting the nicks on this one. We've already got too many guns in the streets.
In the streets.
And stopped it. Now that, here's what's happening. Some of those 45s that were over there, they're coming back. And it'll probably be slowly filtering in this year. So avid collectors will be able to pick up an old Singer or a Union Switch and Signal. That was they only made 350,000 of them in 1 year. But that's the terminology that just gets me, that people who don't know these things get all upset about that alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, my God, you know, every kid in the world is running around. Instead of a slingshot, they got an AK-47.
An automatic round assault rifle, you know, AR-15. The kind that jumps off the wall.
The news kept reporting over and over that the shooter down here in Florida, he legally bought an
AR-15.
Well, one of them was a variant. It was, you know, 7.6239 Kalashnikov style. It's still a semi-automatic. It still shoots one bullet at a time.
Well,
and
they don't know the difference.
They say
automatic.
And they use these. In fact, there's a meme going around. It's a picture of an AK. And the meme says, it's because I'm black, right? You know, it's... Yeah, no, there's so much idiocy. They're emotionally driven, hysterical, overgrown babies. And
I mentioned the 30 carbine. The 30 carbine was considered a very moderate, you know, round. It's not a high power by any means.
No.
It's basically a large pistol cartridge.
Yeah.
But you can still get a magazine that was manufactured for the 30 carbine that's a 15-round magazine. I do think somebody aftermarket was making little 30-round magazines, but the gun has a wood frame to it, and it doesn't look intimidating at all. It's small. It weighs nothing. It's designed basically for anybody who, you know, you might be 5'2 and weigh 95 pounds, and you can handle this.
Mm. Crawdad, I appreciate the call. Thank you. We've got a bunch of other people we need to get to before the break. Sam, you're next.
Well, I saw last night on social media some of the people who I graduated high school with down in Boca Raton starting to make comments about this town hall meeting with Rubio.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned it on for a few minutes, and I got to tell you, Greg, I thought to myself, there's a reason why I was eager to leave that part of the country.
Yeah.
And, I mean, talk about an asshole, you know? All these folks are... They're all transplants from New York and New Jersey.
Yes.
And they have brought all of their political philosophy down to that beautiful place. And
well, yeah, what they do, this is happening in Colorado and Texas and places. Liberals flee the consequences of the things they believe in.
Exactly.
Right.
Go to another state and then inflict that same viewpoint and ruin it there, too.
Exactly.
And half the people that have moved to New York or moved to Florida from New York were miserable sons of bitches to begin with, and
and they still are.
They still are
making Florida miserable.
They still are.
And
I got to tell you that I've had a number of conversations with some of my friends from some of my former classmates down there, and you know they're all big old lefties, and you cannot have a conversation with these people hardly. But what I've asked them is, why did there were a bunch of school shootings when Obama was president?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't we do anything in all that time?
Hey, and I reminded he's walking around like a wind-up doll, spewing, "Whoa, we're gonna have common sense, ground control." Yeah, dumbass. You had 2 years, complete control of Congress. You didn't do anything. Shut the F up, all right?
Right.
Please, just shut up and go away.
Right. Well, you know,
you missed your chance. I hate to blew it.
I hate to sound dated, but honestly, I don't think that they've wanted to solve the school shootings. What they've wanted is to grab guns.
Yes.
And they figure at some point, if they can just keep those schools a soft zone, that at some point they'll be able to ratchet up the anger in this country to be able to send an armed government after law-abiding citizens take away their legal firearms.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
That's
exactly what this is all about.
We appreciate the call. Excellent,
yep.
Sam. Thank you. And boy, did he nail it.
Yeah, he did.
On the whole transplant theory. All right, there'll be no roll call until I get over this prednisone.
I understand, sir. I'm sure it's...
My finger control isn't that good.
Uh-oh. I'll accept it. Yeah, I'll accept it, too. Ditto.
I feel like I'm doing well just to...
I concur. Mm-hmm.
...to do the basics here. I see since this morning when we checked in at Jack Ingram SignatureUsedCars.com, another car has...
What do we got?
...vanished from the under $10,000 category.
They're going fast.
Well, they've got a great variety of selections here, and...
Camry.
I would imagine those who shop in this category, A, are on a budget, probably shopping for a second car for the family or for a new driver. And this is the place to go, because every single vehicle here, and they've got sedans, large and small SUVs, a Volvo wagon, all kinds of choices. They all have three things in common: gleaming bodies, good vehicle histories, nice clean interiors, something your new driver won't be embarrassed to be seen in.
It's important.
Safety features that are in perfect working order, of course, under the hood, an engine that's going to deliver reliable driving miles. Every car in that category earns its way in. So, if you're in the market for a second vehicle for the family, for a new driver, maybe, how about that caravan for a workmobile or for the carpool? $4,800, and you can get that for under $50 a month at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. See Tip Tames, wonderful group of people at 235 Northeastern Bypass, or shop online. Dozens of pictures of every vehicle at Jack Ingram SignatureUsedCars.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are looking fairly decent out on the roadways this afternoon. I do see a little heavy traffic on the East Boulevard right around I-85 in both directions, so be careful over there. Also looks like it's affecting Carmichael a little bit to the east. Everything else looks fairly decent, not seeing anything on the interstate system. Maybe a little backed up traffic on Madison downtown around Ripley, and then a little bit further to the west as you get down toward Maxwell Boulevard. Everything else looking fairly decent, though. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop at Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop, Lynn Mark's, Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Google rolled out its new Google Pay for Android. It's kind of like Apple Pay, only not really. And it replaces Android Pay and Google Wallet because those are two apps, but this is just one app. So now Google Wallet is known as Google Pay Send. Download it today, even though you may end up with Android Pay until the updates are available for everyone. And pretty soon, people in the United States will be able to exchange money Venmo style. And who even knows what the hell that is? Aw, screw it. Here's my debit card. I mean, I would offer you cash, but nobody even takes that anymore.
Spare yourself the backache of preparing your lawn and yard for the winter. J&S Professional Lawn Service will groom the outside of your home with precision perfection. Call John Cato for an estimate at 202-8760. That's 272-8760. J&S, a cut above the rest, and they're my team.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Yesterday, officers arrived at the 1600 block of West Scott Street after being called. They saw a subject fleeing the scene who was armed. There was an exchange of gunfire, and that subject was fatally shot. A Montgomery police officer sustained a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. The State Bureau of Investigation is investigating that shooting per MPD protocol. Carver High School was briefly placed on a lockdown as a precaution. A man wanted by Millbrook police for a shooting last Saturday is in custody. 22-year-old Rodney Tavarius Pettaway Jr. was arrested by Montgomery police. An anonymous tip led law enforcement to Pettaway's location in the 2000 block of Greenville Street. He was wanted for the shooting of 19-year-old Michael Justin Wilson of Wetumpka. Marijuana and a stolen car were found at the scene of that shooting, by the way. And Montgomery Regional Airport will start nonstop flights to Orlando May 14th. Happy summertime. That's your headlines. I'm Wendell Jones.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru, 3000 Eastern Boulevard, or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru,
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. We could still break another couple of records before this week is over. For tonight, partly cloudy, very mild, overnight low 62. Tomorrow, another day in the low 80s. That's close to the record. Partial sunshine, rain chances minimal tomorrow, but not zero. Saturday, high temperature around 80, slight chance of a shower during the day, then scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday night, and showers and storms becoming likely Sunday as a front moves into the area. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Alabama. Before we get busy, get our weather app on your phone and be ready for push notifications for watches and warnings, plus current conditions, 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
All select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500. All rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Combined.
Hidden away at Wind Creek Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on in to Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta Twist. Then savor some gourmet Southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery. Itabina.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The makers of Maker's Mark would like to make this remarkable announcement. Our new commercial spokesperson is none other than Emily Hayes. That's right. Emily Hayes from Three Men and a Lady is our new commercial spokesperson.
Yay!
Emily has 100% support from Maker's Mark and 75% support from her morning radio co-hosts.
Way to be a team freaking player, Jay.
We chose Emily because we know she uses our product.
I like bourbon.
She likes to have fun.
Yay, fun.
And she's great with people.
Shut up, Jay.
You might want to slow down there, Emily. Really, that stuff is strong.
I think it is.
And now, here's the first statement from our new Maker's Mark spokesperson.
Blah, 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 blah. Roll Tide.
Has she signed the contract yet?
It's too late, Rusty. It is 4:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM, the Thursday Mishpuka on Happy Hour. Pardon me for the raw voice. I'm working on it.
Love that, Rusty.
With Pineapple.
Pineapple.
Still trying to shake the hacking cough. And I'll tell you, I'm supposed to take another prednisone. I'm afraid to take any more of that.
Knock you out.
4 hours of sleep since Tuesday morning at 2:20.
Ah, the other way. Yeah, it's a steroid.
starting to feel like I'm having out-of-body experiences. We got a couple of folks who've been patient enough to wait and talk to us, starting with Jimmy. Wayne, you're next.
I wanted to ask Terry, and I want to ask you, too, you think this guy was a shooter down in Parkland?
You want to take that, Greg? You want me to take that?
The guy they arrested?
Yes.
Yes.
How are they going to try the guy? There's nobody seen him with weapons coming in and out of the school. Okay.
That's true. Well, what scares me is the interview that I saw with the local TV station down there, where they talked to a girl who was talking to him in the hall when the shot started being fired.
I've seen that, and there's also a teacher that was an eyewitness, a female, and she saw one of the shooters. They were dressed in metal in all black.
Imagine that. The same thing we've heard at the other school shootings.
Okay. Another thing. They had a security guard. He was a deputy sheriff. He was not present. And
right.
The school was fenced, and it also had a security gate. The lockdown alarm goes off, and just a little short time after that, three fire alarms went off simultaneously.
Wow. Yeah, there's something weird going on. And, we may never know. It may be like Vegas. It depends on how long it stays in the cycle. I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a group called the show? Shamrim?
No.
They're an ultra-Orthodox Jewish vigilant group. And there's a high concentration of them in that area.
I didn't
know. And a lot of them are former Mossad, former IDF people, and
mercenaries.
A lot of them work for the Shin Belt.
Mercenaries.
Yes, and this sheriff down there, his name is Israel, right?
Right.
There's some here a while back, he had a run-in with Roger Stone. And Roger Stone called him every name in the book.
Yeah.
Said he was a liar, a thief, and an incompetent politician.
Again. You can take your anti-Semitic bullcrap somewhere else. I'm not going to listen to it. I don't know why I let you talk as long as you did. I'm embarrassed for myself. Wayne. Don't let him. If that guy calls, I don't want him on the air. Ever again. Ever. And if I have to, I'll get the boss to put a memo out. I don't want him on any shows on this radio station. Take your hate, stick it up your ass. Go ahead.
Couldn't have said it better. Hey, on the great number of so-called assault rifles out there, a buddy of mine was in the service and explained something to me that made a lot of sense. He said, for instance, after World War II, one of the most favorite sporting rifles and hunting rifles were patterned after the bolt action weapons that they used in the war. The people were familiar with them. They knew how to shoot them.
Yeah.
So that's what they chose as their sporting rifle. When they came home, okay, after Vietnam, the M16 was the weapon of choice there. The M4 and other AR-type weapons are just extensions of that. It's what those guys were familiar with. They chose them as their sporting rifles, and that's why that is this go-to weapon. That's how it started anyway. You know, certainly they're attractive to people that think they, you know, have a certain look. But the way that they came into popularity was when, after the Vietnam War, when those soldiers were back in the States hunting and target shooting, and that's the type weapon they chose to have. Made pretty good sense to me.
It makes perfect sense. It really does. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, if you're familiar with it, that's what you want to use. And, assault is a name that someone who has a beef with that type weapon assigns to it.
Yeah, well, we were talking off air about how the left loves to twist the meaning of words. They love to, the manipulation of words, because they're trying to mold a narrative here. They're trying to change. It's perception manipulation, because what you perceive to be true is true to you. So that's their game. That's what they do.
It's no conspiracy theory. If they want to start a civil war, start taking the guns.
Yep.
That's when it hits the fan. Thanks a lot for the call, Wayne. Who is next in the group?
Irma.
One?
Yes.
Irma, hello.
Hello. I think the discussion about the weapons is a good one, but I think it's one drop in the bucket that is distracting us from larger questions. If the reason for discussing banning automatic and semi-automatic weapons is to protect teenagers, then they ought to be aware of the facts on the official government site for the Centers for Disease Control that motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death for teens.
Yep.
Every day.
Texting and driving. Yes, all of that.
Yep. Every day, 16 to 19 die in a car crash. That means every 3 days we have the equivalent of what happened in Florida. And if these, I respect the passion, and those who are sincere, I respect the sincerity.
Well said.
You stand up and you say, we are demanding to be protected. You know we're being killed by this. Then when they ban the assault rifles, expect for your ability to drive a car to go to age 20 instead of age 16. Mm-hmm. Just realize there's a slippery slope. Realize there are reasons why we don't want to immediately just start yanking.
You know what they were pushing in that, as Lisa, our friend, the teacher at Parkland High School, called it.
She was wonderful. I admired her very much.
She said that, she described the CNN town hall as a lynch mob. By the way,
appropriate.
I did not, as we explained at the very beginning of the interview, she was off campus when this happened, and her phone started exploding with texts, people checking in on her.
Right.
All I can tell you with great certainty is that she has been attending funerals and viewings for the last week of students that she mentored, young kids with bright futures. And
I was so impressed by her intelligence and her ability to communicate what she's going through and her calmness.
Exactly.
Yes, and I want to do a follow-up with her as soon as possible, too. Thank you so much for the call, Irma.
Thank you, bye.
She makes a good point. You know, are we going to start banning cars? No, because it doesn't fit their narrative.
Right, well, it's. I've always been curious to know, like a small plane fails, falls out of the sky, a couple of people will get killed. That's a tragedy, but it's like major news. Yet the bodies pile up in the roads every day from things like a new phenomenon like texting and driving and stuff like that. And it just doesn't get it doesn't make the theater that some of these other issues do.
Well, you just nailed it. Theater. That's exactly right.
And she was quite honest. Lisa was quite point blank honest about not being willing to participate or being used as a tool, a useful idiot, for the narrative on this. And Jake Tapper is an embarrassment. That whole thing last night was disgusting. And then the one caller pointing out that, you know, these are the Les Miserables that come down from New York, and a lot of them live in that North Broward County, South Palm Beach area. Parkland is next-door neighbors with Boca Raton, West Boca Raton.
Oh, okay. That puts it in perspective.
Delkin Tomlinson, we had Dana and Jacqueline in yesterday. They're fascinating guests. They're such knowledgeable women, and their mission is to help men who have been hit with a divorce action or need to file one to get them through that process. Two women who will take on the situation, make sure that you walk away with what you're entitled to have in terms of property, because in a divorce, everything is on the table. In this digital age, everything means everything. And beyond the emotional, the life change, even if you both decide we should go our separate ways, life's too short, it's still a significant change. Having two women who will be your advocates and who will take care of the dirty work and the details on your behalf, that's the way to go, so that you can come out of it not just whole as a human being in terms of what's rightfully yours, and especially when it comes to custody and time with your kids, but mentally and emotionally as well. Let them do their job, because they're really excellent at what they do. And if you'd like to see some references, visit divorceformenalabama.com and read the testimonials and see the difference they can make in one of life's toughest challenges, going through a divorce. That's Duncan Tomlinson, attorneys at law, 819-4810, divorceformenalabama.com.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, J.D., Steve, and Lisa, we're going to get your calls. I got to take this break. I appreciate your patience. We'll be with you ASAP.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Pretty sizable backup as you come up to Bell Road, all the way down almost to Taylor Road on 85 northbound. Of course, it's right in between the areas where there's operational traffic cameras, so we can't pick up what's going on there. But there is a very heavy delay right before Bell Road, all the way up to just about to Taylor Road. Also, on the southbound lanes of the Eastern Boulevard, right up to I-85, and also getting onto the on and off ramps of 85 north and southbound, some backed up traffic there. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We could still break another couple of records before this week is over. For tonight, partly cloudy, very mild, overnight low 62. Tomorrow, another day in the low 80s. That's close to the record. Partial sunshine, rain chances minimal tomorrow, but not zero. Saturday, high temperature around 80. Slight chance of a shower during the day. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday night. And showers and storms becoming likely Sunday as a front moves into the area. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Alabama. Before we get busy, get our weather app on your phone and be ready for push notifications for watches and warnings, plus current conditions, 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Nearly half of all parents polled by Common Sense Media say they're worried their child is addicted to mobile devices. While companies like Facebook, Apple, and Google are being pushed to do more to help with the addiction, nearly 9 out of 10 parents say, guess what? It's up to the families themselves, the parents, to fix the problem. About a third of parents admit that they are addicted themselves. 58% of Americans telling the company Bankrate that they have more emergency savings than credit card debt. But a third still say that they owe more than they have saved. Buying a home is now the most expensive it has been in 4 years. Freddie Mac saying the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage ticked up to 4.4% this week, and that is the highest it's been since 2014. On a positive note, a lot of investors were shrugging off those higher rates on Thursday. The Dow and S&P 500 both up, while the Nasdaq fell just a tad. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Trish Regan.
At Progressive, we think your handbag business with the reversible top-notch is top-notch. In fact, there's no other notch at the tippity-top your top-notch doesn't top. But even at the top, you didn't stop. You copped Progressive Business Insurance. With over 40 years of expertise helping non-stop and top-notchers notch spots at the top. Now, break out your stopwatch and hopscotch to ProgressiveCommercial.com. Because this is one opportunity you don't want to botch. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
No other vehicle quite matches the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, so we compared it to a dolphin. A dolphin's brain to body size is second only to humans. The E-Class's brainy driver assistance systems are one of the many reasons why it's one of the most advanced and highly intelligent sedans on the road today. Lastly, a dolphin sleeps with one eye open. The command navigation system keeps an eye out for your route, traffic conditions, and more. There's never been a better time to experience the intelligence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class. Lease the 2018 E300 Sports Sedan and NHTSA 5-star overall safety vehicle for $569 a month for 36 months with $4,863 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through February 28, 2018. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com.
Student loans, credit card payments, payday loans. I felt trapped by all the money I owed. Then I heard about debt consolidation from ASE Credit Union. It was such a relief to have someone help me figure it all out. Whether it's a lower interest loan or a zero interest credit card, ASE can help you get out of debt faster and lower your monthly payments. Say yes to ASE. They're your goals. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house.
He's the man. He's the man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders, dear. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex anytime that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry.
I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man. And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
You the man.
I'm the man, yeah. And I got technical issues to deal with here at the moment as my voice continues to deteriorate. Where's that pineapple?
I don't know where you put it.
Please pass the pineapple.
I didn't take it.
It's happy hour 448. We began the show today interviewing Lisa Chauvin, a teacher at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High. And she shared her experience with the shooting, how she became aware of it, how a simple twist of fate on that particular day may have saved her life.
Absolutely.
And some of the experiences she's had in the days following, and absolutely calling out that event, that stunt on CNN, a lynch mob, which is a very accurate portrayal. Zero credibility. When I had them on over the weekend in the background, and everybody that CNN had on that was connected to that was all about anti-guns, and just totally selling a narrative. She, as a teacher, said she would feel much better because she's a licensed gun owner, would love to have her pistol locked in her desk, and if something were to happen, she would herd the kids to the closet, pull the gun out of the drawer, and put one between the eyes. And believe me, she could do it. We have a lot of calls, so let's get to them quickly. Lisa, you're next.
Okay, hello?
Hi.
Hi. I understand that the Florida shooter was, he carried one or two rifles. Was it two?
I don't know. I have no idea.
But in any case, he rode an Uber to the school?
Yeah, I heard that.
How can the... I don't understand how that could have happened.
Same here.
He had to have had the rifle in a case, a bag of some sort.
Right.
And he also had ammunition or whatever else.
Sure.
And he got in an Uber and said, take me to the school.
Yeah.
I mean...
Huge red flag.
Yeah. Nobody's really talked about that I've heard.
Same
and
here.
And I just can't imagine somebody... that happening, you know, how? That's just another big thing that was missed.
Exactly.
Well, and as our friend Lisa pointed out, that is a huge campus, and there's just one armed person. How big was it, did she say?
I forget how many acres. It was just like 20-something acres.
Yeah, maybe? It's a giant campus with just one armed person. There's no way they can be everywhere they need to be, so it's very easy to avoid that situation, especially if there was some reconnaissance done. She was not able to speak to the capture of this individual, but she had not had this kid in any of her classes.
Yeah, but she knew him. She knew of him.
Yes, that she points that out. Yeah. In fact, we're going to be able to replay the interview.
Yes, I've got it on the P drive. We should be able to play it.
Because Brant will not be joining us today. I think he's...
When will you replay it?
In the next hour.
Great.
Yeah, because I think...
Thanks a lot, guys.
I think she said that when she heard the shooting, she knew that it was probably...
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that jumped out right away. Yeah. She was... She pulled no punches on the FBI, knowing about this guy getting a tip. Why aren't they discussing that?
Doesn't fit the narrative.
You know, that they did everything but say, hey, this kid's promising to shoot up a school. The policeman at his house 39 times. What else do you want to know? He looks demented and crazed.
Yep.
And nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing. Because Robert Mueller's busy running around looking for, Russian witches. Here's JD.
How y'all doing today, fellas?
All right, how are you?
Pretty good. I've just got three quick points. One, it's a horrific tragedy. Nobody likes to see anything like that. But there is a great deal of difference between a Honda Accord and a Ferrari. An assault rifle is a Ferrari. An AR-15 is a Honda Accord. They are nowhere near the same categories, but they're calling for the ban on something they've already got banned unless you have a license.
Well,
makes no sense to me.
Misinformation is part of the campaign here.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is they kept saying last night on CNN, it's these high-volume magazines. I'm pretty sure you can get extended mags for a pistol, and a 9mm will kill somebody just as quick as a .223 or .556.
Probably faster.
And last but not least, this is what I don't understand. On none of these mass shootings, none of them, has anybody brought up the fact that was this kid picked on? Was he made fun of? Was he bullied? Did he get backed into a corner and just couldn't take no more and decided to take his vengeance off? They always bring up it's the gun's fault.
Yep.
The gun can't do nothing without the person behind it, and something triggered that person to fly off the hinges.
Promising on social media to shoot up a school, and for some reason, even though the FBI was given that tip, they
did nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, you're absolutely right. January 5th that they received the tip.
Yeah.
Yeah, they claim they couldn't find him off the YouTube video. I got news for you. They can find anybody they want to find.
You are correct, sir.
There was every which way. There has been more red flags on this one scenario than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing they want to put fault on is the gun. The FBI didn't get a fault for not doing their job. You know, I'm not going to put any
fault
on
it. What is it about the left that they're so eager for us to have no protection at all?
You know
what? Well, that's because they don't want us to. They want our country in debt, in a big deficit where they control us.
Yeah, they
Hillary Clinton wrote a paper on that, if I'm not mistaken, about controlling
correct.
The population.
You are correct.
That's right. I forgot she was a big fan of Margaret Sanger, the racist who
she
believed
got
in
the
extermination of black
award.
People. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's exactly
JD,
right.
Thanks for the call. Good stuff. Steve.
Hey, Greg. Nice to hear your voice this afternoon. And first off, I would love to commend you for shutting down that idiot that called earlier with his anti-Semitic views.
I only regret I didn't take longer to pull the trigger. As Joey or Terry can confirm, I had my hand right here, and I knew he was going to get to that point, and I'm sorry. I do not want that individual on this radio station again.
Exactly. Now, a point I would like to make, and that is, I am an avid shooter, and I own several AR-15s, but... I think I look at it from this point of view. Can you imagine the destruction and the devastation that that kid could have caused if he had walked in there armed with a shotgun the way that nutcase did in that theater in Colorado a few years ago?
James Holmes.
Can you imagine how many people you can kill in close quarters with one round of double-op buckshot?
Yep. Cut them in half, yep.
But nobody seen these idiot politicians like your previous caller just mentioned, there's a hell of a difference between an assault rifle and an AR-15.
Well, and that, so the AR-15 has become that's what they're focusing on. If you look at every shooting, it's always an AR-15. The kid that they said went into the pizza place and fired around, what was he carrying? AR-15. It's always right. The AR-15.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, sure, you can do a lot of damage with a 20 or 30 round magazine, but he was not firing full auto, which is the definition of an assault rifle. It is a rifle that can fire either full auto or semi-auto.
Yeah.
All right. This is a semi-automatic rifle. It is a sporting weapon.
There you go.
No matter what anybody, how any idiot that knows nothing about firearms describes it.
I agree.
Okay. So, but again, big commendation for shutting that guy down a few minutes ago.
I only wish I had done a little bit sooner. I'm a little off my game today because...
No problem, Parker. You guys take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. Excellent call. It is 4:57. Good recovery this hour, that's for sure.
Indeed.
And thanks to Joey, we will replay our interview with Lisa Chauvin, a friend of mine for almost two decades who has been teaching the entire time I've known her at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High.
Takes a special person to do that.
And she was phenomenal. And we will and we'll be able to play it on Windows so that I can pause it if I need to.
Yes, I'll show you.
Yeah. We'll do a little director's commentary. Here is a deal that you should seriously consider.
Hello, this is Jody Pango with Peaches and Clean. I know you've heard of us.
Oh, it's not going to work for me. What is wrong with this board? Did I hit it too hard?
I think so.
You whacked it pretty good, sir.
I'm known for that. Take two.
Hello, this is Jody Pango with Peaches and Clean. I know you've heard of us, but do you know what we do? We clean floors, from professional, powerful carpet cleaning to ceramic tile and grout cleaning. Peaches and Clean's biggest carpet cleaning discount of the year is happening now. Three rooms and a hall for only $99. You owe it to yourself and your carpets.
You absolutely do. That is an incredible deal. Peaches and Clean does a phenomenal job. They came into the radio station and did both floors last week. And
that's what happened.
The radio people are known for, I always call us the spillage people. I mean, coffee, sodas, somehow pizzas that get stepped on or fall out. I mean, it's just amazing what can accumulate on the floor.
True.
And when they left, it was not only dazzling, but it smelled great in here because, you know, the floors also trap a lot of aromas. And Peaches and Clean can make all of that unpleasantness go away. So three rooms and a hall for $99.
Cheap.
I should hear thunder as you pick up the phone so quickly. That's it. To call 277-6937 and take advantage of that offer. Three rooms and a hall, $99. They can hit any type of flooring, upholstered furniture, indoor, outdoor, you name it. Their technicians are experts at using the right combination of chemicals, adjusting to whatever type of surface they're working on. They take great care not to damage anything in the cleaning process. If you have area rugs or oriental rugs, they can bring those back to their enormous rug cleaning facility. And when they're done, they dry on a rack naturally. So when they bring it back, it's almost like right out of the showroom, like you just went back.